It is time for us to bring in the man with a hot plan, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. That's the plan. It's hot, at least through Wednesday. And remember what we were talking about last week.
What were we talking about?
How I did not like the pattern setting up for the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, you're right. And you still don't like it.
I still don't like it, but that doesn't mean that it can't change. You know, it can always change. The one computer model that is the odd man out this morning is the Euro. The Euro, who thinks that once the front comes into the area Thursday and Friday, it'll sink southward and clear things out for the holiday weekend. The other models are saying, well, that's not going to happen. The front will come in, but there's going to be a low in the Great Lakes that's going to cause it to sort of be held back. And that could cause, wet weather Saturday, Sunday, maybe not Monday. So we'll just have to see. Monday's the celebrated 4th of July. So we'll just have to wait and see how this turns out. Again, not encouraged by the pattern.
All right. Well, this weekend, even though it was hot yesterday, it really was. I was out on my deck. It was hot. But they had the Highland Games at Lime Rock Park. It's the 98th. And the Scottish Games. And they have all Scottish food. And they have the telephone pole toss. And the toss where you take the weight and you toss it over your head and see how hot you can. It brings a big crowd in. And we had four pair of winners that won tickets. Only two went because it was so hot. But the two that went had a great time. They had tents and they had a lot of fun. They did leave before it got really very, very bad in the afternoon. But once again, they were protected. They wore big hats. They all had sunscreen on. And so it was a good time at Lime Rock Park last weekend. And we've got the fireworks coming up at Lime Rock Park this week, put on by the Salisbury Rotary Club. And it looks like, and it's, they're not waiting for the weekend, so that'll be good. I think that'll work out nice for them. I've got to see when, I got to bring that up with you. The fireworks are July 3rd. July 3rd.
July 3rd is Saturday.
Yeah. What do you think?
All right, now, I mean, it's iffy. It's very iffy. Very. I mean, let's put it this way. Probably better than it is on July 2nd, had they tried to do it Friday. I think there's a much better chance on Friday. You know, the computer guidance is exactly that. You see, that's what a lot of meteorologists forget. It's called guidance for a reason.
All right, now they've got a rain date for Monday, July 5th.
Right. Okay. And, all right, so we're looking. Let's look at what the main computer is saying. Okay, for Thursday, this is the probability that it will rain. On Thursday, the probability is 83%. On Friday, the probability is 83%. On Saturday, it's 71%. On Sunday, it's 72%. And on Monday, it's 54%. Anything above 30% is more than a fair chance of it happening. See, these probabilities are all very high, but that's all based on the fact that this system's going to stall. If it doesn't, then you can take these probabilities and just throw them right out. So, again, it's guidance. My gut feeling tells me that at least the first half of the holiday weekend is going to be in jeopardy. As far as anybody planning, you know, any outdoor activities, including fireworks, it's in jeopardy. The lake that I go to, they're planning Saturday night. It's in jeopardy. I mean, how could you look at a weather map today and tell somebody that at 9 o'clock Saturday night, there'll be showers and thunderstorms in the area? We just can't do that. All we could say is that there's a probability, a high probability, that there will be wetness in the area. Does that mean everybody's getting wet? Maybe not. So if this were the wintertime, I think we'd be a little bit more specific and say, you know, we're looking for a general rain. but it's summertime. And, you know, Marshall, the Catskills could have thunderstorms, the Berkshires have nothing. Yeah. We've seen that happen over and over again. The Connecticut Valley, nothing. Or the Connecticut Valley gets bombed, and the Berkshires and the Catskills get nothing. So I think this is going to be a widespread event, though. I really do. I think everybody's going to be affected, and I don't think it's going to be too great. Now, let's look at it. Let's try to do a spin on the positive. Let's say that the front does move out early Saturday. Okay, so there goes the rain, which is great for anybody doing fireworks. But now let's talk about the beachgoers and things like that. I don't think the clouds are going to move out. So I do feel that even if the front moves out and takes the rain with it Saturday, the clouds will continue to linger at least through Sunday.
And, you have to remember also, if you get a lot of rain before the fireworks, right, they'll still probably postpone them because the fireworks are all set up in advance on the ground, and they cannot shoot out. It happened 1 year with the fireworks here. The rain ruined the whole setup, and they had to reset everything up, and they didn't have time to. So just remember that all these fireworks are set up in advance in the ground.
Yeah.
And if you get, say, a heavy thunderstorm that happens to drop in that area, an inch and a half of rain, they got to redo it again.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of if, buts, and ands. And, you know, our forecast, as you know, it's partly sunny, humid, with a local thunderstorm today, because not everybody's going to see it, 90 to 95. Mid-70s, partly cloudy tonight. Hazy, hot, and humid. Late storms Tuesday, mid-90s. Some sunny, humid showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, 90. Cloudy, humid showers and thunderstorms continued Thursday, 75 to 80. And Friday, with more showers and storms, highs will only be 70. So we'll go from the mid-90s today and tomorrow to only near 70 on Friday. But unfortunately, that comes with rain. And a heat advisory is in effect from today right into Tuesday for all of the area. So I'm not a fan of this weather. So, you know, I'm just going to stay indoors as long as I can.
All right. Now, I have to comment on TV. I'm a fan of right now of two big. I'm a fan of a lot of shows that are shown on Netflix and Amazon and stuff. The show Bosch wrapped up its Amazon Prime season, and it's leaving Amazon. It's not going to be on Amazon anymore. And it was season 7, and it wrapped up with a great episode. I've seen every episode of the show. I love the show, and I was kind of depressed that that was it. It was gone. But now I see it. This is the whole thing about streaming, Pat. Yeah. IMBD TV.
Yeah.
They're going to have a spinoff starring the same cast members, and he's going to turn from a cop into a private investigator. So friends that like Bosch, guess what, folks? You're still going to be able to see him.
I started watching that season 1, so I have a long way to go.
Yeah, I love the show. It's a great show. To me, it's a real good show. And another one of my favorites is a show, and you really have to be wild out to like that, is called The Boys. All right. Okay. The first two seasons have been absolutely wild. Well, the producer for season 3 says it'll really make people freak out. If season 3 will make people freak out, I don't know how, because the first two seasons were wild, absolutely wild.
Okay, that I have not watched, but you have to watch Mayor of Easttown.
I do have to get.
That's on HBO, yeah. Streaming on HBO Max, and I'm up to episode six. I believe there's only eight episodes, and boy, Marshall, you're going to put your thinking cap on. You know, it's a murder mystery. And what's her name is in it from Titanic. She's the detective. She plays a real hard nose. But boy, there's so many if, buts, and ands.
All right. I'll take your advice on that.
You'll love it. You'll love it. I know they panned it. Yeah, some of the critics panned it. I totally disagree. It is done very well. And the other thing is I'm partial because we did the weather for that.
See, there you go. That's why I love streaming. The critics, really, the people that affect how a show succeeds on streaming are the amount of people that actually watch it. And right. The critics doesn't really matter. So, well, all right, we're all done for a Monday here, Pat.
See you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day. Stay cool.
Bye-bye, Carson. You too.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.